Coming up on episode number 388, well, what do you think is the most common last name in music? Is it Smith? No. Is it McCartney? No. Is it Jones? Well, as a matter of fact, it is. At least it will be today. Six songs featuring Mr. and Mrs. Jones. We're keeping up with the Joneses coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It is November, yes, November 20th, 2007. Excuse me. My name is Brian Abbott, and welcome to another edition of Coverville tonight, presenting Keeping Up with the Joneses, where I'm going to play six covers featuring Mr. and Mrs. Jones. Sometimes I feel like Ira Glass doing those openings.
Coming up on the show, special program today, Keeping Up with the Joneses, Act One.
Okay. Let's go ahead and get right into the first track. Why not? Let's not waste any time. This one comes from that Strange Brew compilation from 2004. Love it. This is Clarence Carter with a cover of a song made popular by Dusty Springfield, but it was written and first performed by Tony Joe White. It's called Willie and Laura Mae Jones. Enjoy.
A long time back, they lived right down the road from us in a shack just like our shack. We worked in the fields together and we learned to count on each other. When you live off the land, you don't have time to think about another man's color. Now they'd sit out on the front porch in the evening when the sun go down, and Willie would play and Laura would sing and the children would dance around. I'd bring over my guitar and we'd play into the night. And every now and then old Willie would grin and say, boy, you play all right. The cotton was high and the corn was growing fine. But that was another place and another time. Willie would hitch the mules up when Sandy rolled around. We'd always stop by Willie's house and say, hey, y'all want something in town? He said, no, but why don't y'all stop back on your way home? I'll get Laura Mae to cook up some corn pone. They good, y'all. The cotton was high and the corn was growing fine. But that was another place and another time. Now the years rolled by at last and took back what they had given. And we all knew we had to move if I was gonna make a living. So we all moved on and went our separate ways. And it sure was hard to say goodbye to Willie and Laura Mae Jones, y'all. The cotton was high and the corn was growing fine. Place and another time. Yeah, the cotton was high and the corn was growing fine. But that was another place and another time. The years rolled past our door and we heard from them no more. Till I saw Willie downtown the other day. I say, y'all, stop by tonight. We can sit down and eat a bite. We'd love to see your children and Laura Mae. He shook his head real slow and spoke with his eyes so kind. Said, this is another place and another time. Oh, the cotton was high and the corn was growing fine. Ah, but that was another place and another time.
Crossed my mind, and you know that notion
the unmistakable voice of the late, great Warren Zevon there with a cover of the Grateful Dead's Casey Jones from the 1991 tribute album Dedicated. A fantastic tribute cover collection to the Grateful Dead. Awesome. If you haven't picked that one up, it's I don't think it's in print anymore, but you can certainly find a copy on eBay or an Amazon auction or something like that. And it's absolutely worth picking up because it's so cool. Dedicated. Casey Jones there, Warren Zevon. You know, there's a couple other Casey Jones songs out there. Johnny Cash, for example, has one that's not a cover of the Grateful Dead, but another Casey Jones. Willie and Laura Mae Jones was the song I started off with. That version is performed by Clarence Carter from the 2004 compilation Strange Brew, and it's a cover of Tony Joe White's song, which was popularized later by Dusty Springfield. Getting to a Rolling Stones cover here, Amanda Jones, Miss Amanda Jones. This comes from a movie called Some Kind of Wonderful. This is one of those John Hughes movies from the 80s. I really like this one. I liked Mary Stuart Masterson. I like Leah Thompson. I like Eric Stoltz. I thought it was a great, simplified love story kind of thing. Where you've got the boy who wants girl A, but he's wanted by girl B, and forms that angst-ridden teenage love triangle. What's cool about the movie, other than the cast and the acting and the writing, is that the main characters are all somewhat Rolling Stones related. I don't know if it was intentional or not, but of course, Leah Thompson's character is Amanda Jones. Mary Stuart Masterson plays a drummer named Watts, and Eric Stoltz, the main character, is a guy named Keith. Well, whether it's an intentional connection or not, I'll leave you with a cover that came from that soundtrack of the Rolling Stones. It's performed here by the March Violets. Here's Miss Amanda Jones.
Down and down and down and down. was down at the New Amsterdam, staring at this yellow-haired girl. Mr. Jones strikes up a conversation with a black-haired flamenco dance. You know, she dances while his father plays guitar. She's suddenly beautiful, and we all want something beautiful. Man, I wish I was beautiful. So come dance in silence down through the morning. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, yeah. Whoa-huh.
Toronto ska punk band called Scratch 3 that unfortunately hung up their guitars in April of 2007. A bunch of guys from Toronto. Sorry to see them go, but before they left, they did that awesome cover there of the Counting Crows' Mr. Jones, and they put that on their 2006 album, Crash and Burn. Had a couple of different options for covers of Mr. Jones, of the Counting Crows' Mr. Jones. You know, I looked all over, and I couldn't find any covers of the Talking Heads' Mr. Jones, or of the Psychedelic Furs' Mr. Jones, but man, that's another popular title, Mr. Jones. Okay, so that was Scratch 3 from 2006's Crash and Burn, and before that, from the soundtrack to the movie, Some Kind of Wonderful, which had that interesting Rolling Stones connection, that was Miss Amanda Jones, the title character, performed there by the March Violets. Let's jump right into this last set. We're just breezing right through it today. All right, well, short show. This one is a Clash cover. They, of course, had the song Janie Jones. This one you'll find on a CD that came with the magazine Uncut. And I just looked on Amazon, and you can find both Volume 1 and Volume 2 of White Riot, which is the tribute to the Clash that was included with Uncut. This one's performed by Song Dog. Here it is, Janie Jones.
Rock and roll. He's in love with getting stoned. He's in love with Janie Jones. He don't like his boring job. He's in love with rock and roll. He's in love with getting stoned. He's in love with Janie Jones. He don't like his boring job, and he knows what he's got to do. He knows he's gonna have fun with you, and he knows when evening comes, he'll be over in his car for you. He's in love with rock and roll. He's in love with getting stoned. He's in love with Janie Jones. He don't like his boring job. In the entry, lots of work, but the boss at the firm always thinks he shirks. But he's just like everyone. He's got a Cortina, just won't run without fuel. Rock and roll. He's in love with getting stoned. He's in love with Janie Jones. He don't like his boring job, and the invoice don't fit. There's no payola in his alphabetical file. This time he's gonna really tell the boss, let him know exactly how he feels. He's in love with rock and roll. He's in love with getting stoned. He's in love with Janie Jones. He don't like his boring job, no. Same cafe.
6:30. No one knows he'll be there, holding hands and making all kinds of plans, listening to our favorite song. Me and my Mr. Jones, Mr. Jones, Mr. Jones, we got a thing going on. And we both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We've got to be extra careful, yes, that we don't get our hopes up too high, 'cause he's got home obligations, and so do I. My Mr. Jones, Mr. Jones, Mr. Jones. Time for us to be leaving, yes. It always hurts so much inside, 'cause he'll go his way and I will have to go mine. But tomorrow we'll meet the same place and time. Mr. Jones, yeah, we've got a thing going on and on and on and on and on and on. Me and Mr. Jones, Mr. Jones.
Oh, that's very nice. Sounds like it's in a little coffee shop or a diner or something. You can occasionally hear the clinking of glass. That's Jackie Naylor from her 2005 Live East West album with a cover of Billy Paul's Me and Mr. Jones. And like a few of the other songs I've played today, that changes gender. The original is Me and Mrs. Jones. Billy Paul's version is Me and Mrs. Jones. But you'll also notice that Miss Amanda Jones by the March Violets, as well as the Dusty Springfield version of Willie and Laura Mae Jones, also changed genders for the covers that I played in today's show. I looked for some covers of the Amy Winehouse Me and Mr. Jones, which is a totally different song, but again, hasn't surfaced yet in the cover world, so we'll just keep an eye out for that one. Thank you for... Oh, I'm sorry, you know what? Let's tell you what else I played in that set. Janie Jones, originally by The Clash, they're performed by Song Dog, S-O-N-G-D-O-G, from the White Riot Volume 1 Tribute to The Clash, came bundled along with an uncut magazine in 2003. And like I say, Volumes 1 and 2 are available on Amazon. if you're a big Clash fan, might be something you're interested in. Let's say you want to email me. Let's say you want to make fun of my pronunciation of email. You can do it by sending an email to coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line 206-222-COVER or post a message on the weblog at www.coverville.com. You'll also find the forums there, as well as archives, a link where you can go to Cafe Press and find some excellent Coverville clothing. As a matter of fact, there's a coupon code right now that'll get you $15 off any purchase of $50 or more just for this week. So if you want to get some Cafe Press Coverville clothing, now is a great time to do it. This week is a great time to do it. And that coupon is right on the main page of Coverville. You'll see it in the link right below the link to the show, as a matter of fact. All right, and that is going to do it. We're going to be back for the biggie tomorrow night. I hope to have this show up and the Beatles show up on the site. The Thanksgiving All Beatles Double Shot. It's a twice as long show, so it's good that I'm doing this one kind of short. With tons of your favorite Beatles covers. Great thing to listen to as you're driving to Grandma's house on Thursday morning to go have Thanksgiving or flying or whatever you, wherever you're headed for Thanksgiving. So we'll see that. Until then, this is Brian Ibbitt saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.